Listening Library presents Zoned Out Number 2 by James S. Murray and Carson Smith. Read for you by Tashi Thomas. To Mom, Dad, my family, and my wife, Melissa. James S. Murray. For Beth, Shirley, Art, and Ernie. Carson Smith. Chapter 1. Arrow sliced through the air above Viv's head. All around, echoes of horses' hooves pounded against the thick jungle floor of the terrarium. But suddenly, it all went silent. Everyone else was gone, except for one lone knight riding a monstrous horse. His metal breastplate clattered like 1,000 pots and pans, and his banner flag whipped against the wind, tied inches below the glistening, sharp point of his lance. He was the last one left, the final remnant of the chaos that had overtaken Area 51. Destruction lay all around as smoke, arrows, and shouting filled the air. The other knights who had burst from the wormhole had all been sent back through to their own dimension, leaving the most bloodthirsty of the bunch to finish the job. Viv stood directly in his path, her arm cannon poised and ready to strike. She hoped her combat suit would protect her.
"Come on, come get me."
The knight let out a guttural scream that was nearly muffled by his massive, unruly beard. He kicked his horse in its haunches, accelerating even faster, thundering straight toward Viv. Viv was ready. She planted her heels and wrapped her fingers around the trigger in her suit. The swirling darkness of the wormhole behind her shimmered in her peripheral vision as she stared down the knight's ever-approaching lance.
"Almost there, just a bit closer."
When the horse was so near she could feel its spittle hit her cheek, that was when she made her move.
"Here goes nothing."
Viv dodged quickly to the right, and the horse roared past. The knight, fury evident even beneath the beard, swiveled toward her. He brandished his lance and yanked hard on the reins, trying to pull his steed back from the approaching abyss. It looked like he might almost succeed, but Viv lined up her shot, fired off a blast. The knight hollered,
"Viv, stop drooling all over the place."
Viv jolted out of the memory to see her best friend, Charlotte, staring down at her. Vivian Harlow stared out blankly across an ocean of paperwork, her wistful daydream cut short. Like the beating of the horse's hooves, her memories of last week still pounded through her head. 7 days earlier, everything had felt so different. Viv and her friends had fought off a horde of escaped aliens that threatened to kidnap every human at Area 51 and hold them all prisoner in another galaxy. The four kids were treated like heroes, and Viv expected the internship that followed would feel the same. Thrilling, exciting, a chance for them to show off their skills. And for a moment, when they'd all fought back the knights, it had been. But now that the wormholes were closed and the damage from the Roswellians had been cleaned up, business was back to normal at Area 51. The congratulations had worn off, and their parents had taken back their gadgets. Now she and her friends were just another group of low-level employees. The lowest-level employees. They were just summer interns. And like all interns throughout history, she and her friends had been assigned to a task that the staff had been putting off for years, filing away a decade's worth of old paperwork in the abandoned copy room. The task was simple. Scan each page on the giant imaging machine, type the department name and date into the central brain, Area 51's hyper-advanced central intelligence system, and then shred the paper copies. At this point, Viv's fingers were on autopilot. Exhaustion threatened to pull her eyelids closed at any second. That, plus the creeping boredom that had eclipsed her very soul. She glanced over her shoulder at her friends and the cluttered pile of top-secret paperwork on the desks behind them. Charlotte let out a huff that sent three pages on the table in front of her flapping into the air. Ray stood on his tiptoes over the copy machine, trying to keep his adorable little alien friend, Miki, from jumping on the empty ink cartridges. The filing cabinets were covered in a thick layer of dust. Viv lazily dragged her finger along the top of one, leaving a stark line in its wake. She sighed. The whole room smelled like cobwebs and crushed dreams. But then again, nothing about this place had really turned out the way Viv had expected. Last week also marked the day her whole life flipped upside down, the day she learned that she wasn't even entirely human. Back when Viv was a baby, her mother had unknowingly mixed alien DNA with Viv's, giving her the powers of the fearsome Roswellian species. Viv hadn't looked in the mirror at all over the last 7 days, afraid of what kind of monstrous, green, glowing creature might be looking back. It took everything in her power not to break down and cry in front of her friends every day. But as long as they didn't know the truth about her, she could keep on living life like she used to. All she had to do now was play the role of the obedient intern. This was supposed to be their summer of fun, but now Viv felt like a freak among her own friends.
"All I need to do is stay calm, avoid anything that could set me off. I need to keep these dumb powers hidden."
"Ouch, paper cut!"
Ray said, gripping his pinky finger like it was about to fall off.
"Miki,"
the pint-sized alien peeped. He licked at the back of Ray's hand, trying to help soothe the pain.
"One week ago, you were Mr. Hero, and now look at you,"
Charlotte said.
"I don't know why they don't just let me use the duplicator gauntlets. If I had my clones here with us, we would have been done with this boring paperwork in a day. Jeez, some of this stuff is ancient. Look, this folder's from 1996.
"Oh, a file from the archaeology department. That's a great word. Say it with me, Miki,"
Ray instructed.
"Archaeology."
Miki looked up at him with big, determined eyes, wiggling his butt as if he was trying to muster more brain power.
Archaeology.
Miki trailed off.
"You're about to say Miki, aren't you?"
"Miki,"
the little alien pipped.
"Shouldn't you start him off with something a little easier?"
Charlotte said over her shoulder.
"Like sit or stay. How about roll over?"
"Miki's not a puppy, Charlotte. He's a member of a highly advanced alien species and totally capable of learning a new language. Only a week old, and my boy's already great at one-syllable words. He'll be beating me at Scrabble in no time."
Charlotte turned her attention to the tiny green blob hopping up and down on the paper tray.
"Miki, say dumb."
"Dumb,"
the little alien replied.
"Come on," Ray protested. "Don't teach him that. His English might not be very good now, but just wait until he's fully grown."
"I've always said the same thing about you, Ray,"
Charlotte said sweetly as she turned back to her stack. Viv kept her head down, sorting the papers in front of her in chronological order. As adorable as Miki's language skills were, they weren't enough to snap her out of this funk. Even working in close quarters with Elijah the whole week hadn't been enough to lift her spirits.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?